Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And it's that the pass rush is bad. I know that we all know that. They rank 26th in sacks per game. Chris Jones hasn't had a sack in 7 weeks. Their leading sack guy through 11 games is George Karlaftis, who only has 4. So, like, right now, as it sets, their 2 leading sack guys would finish the season with, let's do some quick math here. Probably should have done this before the segment. Let's just do some quick math here. Drew, George Karlaftis would, he's pacing for 6 sacks on the season. And Chris Jones is pacing for 4.5.
Forget Chris Jones. Do you remember what the conversation was before the season regarding George Karlaftis? Is can he elevate? Because what did he have, 13.5 last year?
Yes.
Can he elevate to be that 15 sack guy?
10.5. They both had 10.5.
Oh, okay.
Chris Jones and Karlaftis both had 10.5.
Can he get the 13 sacks, I think is what the number was or whatever. He's on pace to not even get half.
Yeah. So he's on pace to get 6.
Wow.
And Chris Jones on pace to be 4.5. And those would be their 2 leading sack guys in the NFL. I guess what is most confusing to me about this is, why are they bad? Like, this is a thing that actually confounds me, and I will ask to Joshua Briscoe, and I will ask this later to Nate Taylor, and maybe our NFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino, if he's able to join us later. Why are they bad? It is the identical unit. Chris Jones, George Karlaftis, Mike Dana, Turk Wharton, Felix Anudike-Uzomah. It is the same players. How do they go from being 2nd in the NFL in sacks last year, 3rd in the NFL in sacks 3 years ago, to 26th when it is the identical players on the team? Right? I mean, help me understand, because that is the thing where, like, maybe I talk myself into false hope, Drew, or some false narrative. I am convinced that the pass rush can be better. Convinced it can be better.
Well, because we saw it last year with the same crew. I know that we've talked about this a little bit yesterday and going back to last year. You know, the conversation, and we talked about it when we did yesterday, is the coverage sacks. You mentioned it earlier. The L'Jarius Sneed effect of not only is it Trent McDuffie, but it's L'Jarius Sneed. They're covering everybody better down the field. The Willie Gay effect, not having Willie Gay covering the tight ends. Like, all of it is, it's not one massive thing, I guess, Cody, but it's a couple of things that factor into what helped the pass rush maybe last year isn't helping it this year. And now we're seeing it get exposed a little bit more for what it is, where they just can't. They brought back all the same personnel, but maybe not that their talent was covered up or they're not as good, but
like just what
they are is more evident now because they don't have L'Jarius Sneed. They don't have Willie Gay. The coverage is not the same as what it was last year.
L'Jarius Sneed, like just one player? One player? One corner?
Maybe.
Makes them from 3rd to 26th? That's crazy.
I think it's just the Willie Gay stuff too, where you have Nick Bolton trying to guard tight ends, and that's been a focal point of, hey, he struggled a little bit this year. The cornerback 2 spot, they've struggled this year in terms of moving the ball. The quarterback for the other team doesn't have to wait as long. Maybe the ball's just getting out quicker.
Is it? Yeah, maybe it's an adjustment. Maybe they're just throwing against the corners quicker.
That might also be what it is, because they don't want Chris Jones wrecking the game. They try to design the offense to get the ball out faster. I don't know.
From the 913, Chris Jones has slowed down. That's what they think the answer is. Chris Jones currently ranks top 10 in the NFL at pressure rate. So, like,
he's taking double teams on, man, all the time.
Sometimes triple.
Yeah.
So, like, I will say, like, from where we're, like, statistically, a lot of things support that Christian's still kind of the same dude, except for he hasn't gotten the sacks this year, which is not unimportant. He is way overdue for a sack. Dude, 7 weeks, 7 weeks for Chris Jones? That's a chasm. That's a nightmarishly long time without a sack for him. But I'm just, like, you understand what I'm saying. It doesn't actually make sense. Now, I'll say there's two things that stand out in this. One, Mike Dana hasn't been healthy. So for the first half of the season, I would say, he hasn't been healthy. So they're a short man. Last year, for the second half of the season, they had Charles Omenihu, who is not with the team yet. Hopefully, maybe come back this week, next week. We'll see. Should be back soon. His practice one has been open. He's been playing. So, okay. There's that. So, like, but could those two players, could Mike Dana just being healthy and Charles Omenihu coming back be the difference between them going from 26th to 15th the rest of the way? And I'm not saying getting to 15th. Does that make sense? Just being the 15th best sack team the rest of the way. Because that realistically would solve, I'll be honest, a fair amount of their problems on defense as it sits right now. More sacks means less pressure on Nazi Johnson, less pressure on Joshua Williams, and covers up a lot of these things. So if you think that those two guys can cover the difference, well, then, yeah, we're good. Right? Then everything's fine. And so, like, that's really what makes the difference, I guess, in my end, is that if you do this, then you can probably cover, because it shouldn't fundamentally be this much worse because Willie Gay and L'Jarius Sneed are gone. The pass rushers are the pass rushers. They were all pretty effective last year.
Yeah, but wasn't
why?
But wasn't one of the
Chris Jones would actually make sense.
I thought the conversation last year, though, was some of it. I remember, I don't remember who it was, but we had the conversation on the show of, who's more responsible for the dominance of who's more responsible for the sacks? Is this defensive front just that good and other offenses can't do anything? Or is the coverage so good from Trent McDuffie and L'Jarius Sneed where they're locking guys down, where it's the quarterback's got to hold onto the ball a little bit longer, which in turn allows for Chris Jones to get off of that double team, or allows for a breakdown in pressure, or allows for the quarterback to make a mistake and step up into the pocket into a sack or one of those things. I don't know if it's necessarily one thing or if I'm trying to go through the process of trying to make sense of your question, because a lot of it, to your point, they brought back literally the exact same
crew. On paper, it's like makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm trying to explain it out to be that way. I do wonder, though, as well, just the Charles Omenihu's impact. We know he's going to come back and he's going to be effective, and we know he's got the motivation. And somebody was asking about the recovery process. He tore his ACL, what was it, in January? It's 10 months in. Typically, that's a little bit longer, actually, now in some cases for an ACL recovery to even be fully ready to go. So I think he's going to be fine, but is it enough? How much of an impact do you think he can even have, Cody? Is Charles Omenihu enough to get them to be 15th? The rest of the way?
I mean, he can't be enough to do that. The other guys have to perform better, too.
Yeah.
But does he put enough pressure that Karloftis' now job's easier, so he performs better, and that means Chris Jones' job's easier? Like, can he be the domino? Like, but they were a good... I'll say this. Charles Omenihu missed the first 6 weeks last season.
He was a dog when he got in.
Yeah, he was really great. But they weren't a bad pass rush unit when he wasn't there.
They were still
a top 10 pass rush unit when he didn't exist. They were just like the best pass, you know, like the second best pass rush unit when he came back. They weren't bad before Charles Omenihu was gone. Like some of this is just like the math doesn't math. Like there's no logical reason why this team had gone from second and third best pass rush unit to 26th with the same players.
Now, I do wonder if stylistically teams are learning how to attack the defense a little bit differently. I do think, in large part, the pass rush late in games, and maybe this is part of the reason why the defense hasn't been as good late in games, is they're not able to get home. You know, every now and then, like last year, we would see often if the defense made a play, it wasn't a forced turnover necessarily. It was pressure. It was a sack. It was a big play by somebody to get a sack, force a 4th and 15, 4th and 20, and they got off the field when they needed to most. Somebody from the 785 does mention and ask a valid question, is Josh Uche ever going to make a difference? Because coming in, like, his snap count isn't even high. He isn't even getting out there. And you can look at it.
And there doesn't seem like any loss here because it's not like they're getting pressure from someone else.
Well, I was going to say, and it's not like DeAndre Hopkins in his case where maybe he's still learning the playbook and all of those things. You know, Uche's not able to get out there. Is there, like, what exactly is the reasoning behind that? Are they, you know, I think that, and I know that you're not supposed to expect Joshua Uche to make like the ultimate difference or as much of a difference as Charles Omenihu, but it's supposed to help at least a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it's supposed to. But like that, it honestly, it confuses me a little more than anything else. I'm just like, I don't even know what to make of it.